You're not going to turn in your Bible. It's too dark to see. But just listen carefully, and I won't be long tonight. I'm reading out of Acts chapter 20 and verse number 35, where Paul is speaking to the elders from Ephesus, the church there in Ephesus. He is sent for them to come be with, to meet him. He is on his way to Jerusalem. He doesn't want to take the time to go all the way to Miletus, to Ephesus, so he has the pastors come, the leadership come to Ephesus so that he can talk with, from Ephesus to Miletus, so that he can talk with them there. And it's a pretty emotional discourse for the Apostle Paul. He relives the time that he spent there in the city of Ephesus getting the church started and the things that they went through, and relives those times with those men, gives them some instruction. And then in verse number 35, he says these words, "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak." And then he says this, "to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." Those words, of course, came from the very lips of Jesus Christ. They are some of the very few words between the Gospel of John and the book of Revelation that contain the words that actually were spoken by Jesus while he was here on the earth. He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Now, the excitement and anticipation of this service is proof of what Jesus said, folks. It has always been more blessed to give than to receive. Always. And because our natures have been tainted by sin, we do not believe that to be true. And in some cases, I wonder if we don't want to believe it. We don't want it to be true. But truth remains true, whether we experience its reality or not. We say that often about hell and the lake of fire. I say that often to people when I'm trying to urge some for salvation. I told some folks that yesterday when I witnessed to a couple of folks who trusted Christ as their Savior and came this morning. It was a blessing. I told them yesterday, you may not believe in hell, but that will not change its reality. It's real because truth remains. The same is true about the matter of giving. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And that truth remains true whether we experience its reality or not. And the reality of what Jesus taught must be experienced practically. The reality of this truth cannot be just dreamed. It can't be enjoyed by dreaming about it or by imagining or just by thinking about it. There is no reality of this truth without practicality. In other words, you have to give to find out that it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's almost as if you had never seen a mighty oak tree. And it would be difficult to imagine that that mighty oak tree was the result or the fruit of a simple acorn. But if you planted an acorn yourself and then you had the time to watch it, you would witness the reality right in front of your own eyes. And so it is with this truth. Only those who plant can experience the reality. But if you planted, then your experience of blessedness tonight is as full as the mighty oak. I was excited about coming to this service tonight. One of the reasons is because I got a couple of fire truck banks down in there. Our family has several that we've invested in the last 3 months. And you know, with anticipation, I couldn't wait to get here tonight and put that bank in that little cart. Because you know, the reality is, it is more blessed to give than to receive. We do not have to attempt to imagine the reality of this truth. We feel it tonight. We sense it. We taste it. We can almost touch it. It's more blessed to give than to receive. So do not let it stay in this room on this night for this occasion. Take it with you for the rest of your life. And do not confine it to your own flesh and blood. Broaden it to include another neighbor. Somebody else down the road. It's been a blessing to me to hear of little things that people have done for others. Maybe it's a result of this Fire Hero Gear program we've had at church. Or maybe it's just something you've done in the past. I know of a situation where somebody has been kind to their neighbors. And they belong to another church, but they heard about what was going on here at Faith Baptist Church with Fire Hero Gear. And they have done some things for their neighbors because of it. So broaden it to include another neighbor, your neighbor. For this is something that each of us can experience over and over again. It's been fun to practice it as a church, but it's not limited to churches only. Individuals, families can experience the same reality because truth remains. I said a few words of commendation earlier to you for your participation, and I meant those words. Over the last 3 months, we have had these fire truck banks in our homes. We have had them in our kitchens. Pardon me. We've had them in our bedrooms. We've had them in our family rooms. Some might have had them on their desk at work. Others might have had them in their vehicles. They've been with us. Our hands have handled the coins. Our hands have handled the currency. Our hands have handled the checks that have been placed in these fire truck banks and brought tonight. Our lips have prayed for Fire Hero Gear to be a success. Our thoughts have been on our neighbors down the road here, the Bourbonnais Fire Department. I don't know about you, but since we started this 3 months ago, I thought about that place and those men and people down there far more than I ever have before in my life. Instead of just driving by the fire department, I've been driving by the neighbor of Faith Baptist Church. And I've been enjoying that relationship. So it's been our lips, our thoughts, our hands, our homes, our kitchens, our bedrooms, our family rooms where these trucks have been. But for the next few minutes, I want to turn our attention elsewhere. Because the truth of this is that none of this is because of us. All of this is because of Jesus. He gave, but not out of what he had. He gave himself. He made himself like us. He made you and me his neighbor. And then he gave himself for his neighbors. Even the motivation and desire to give to Fire Hero Gear that was in our hearts, that motivation, that desire came from him and his work in us, not from ourselves. John the Apostle said in John chapter 1 and verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. And then in verse 16, he said, "And of his fullness have all we received." Jesus is the one full of attributes that are not natural to me and not natural to you. And whatever part of one of those attributes we possess is because of his fullness. It's like a cup in a saucer. And the cup is sitting on the saucer. And the cup has the coffee poured into it, and the cup fills up, and then it spills over into the saucer, and now the saucer has coffee in it, but the saucer has coffee in it because the cup is full. The saucer receives of the cup's fullness. The saucer has no fullness of its own. Its fullness is the result of the cup's fullness. And can I say tonight that Jesus is the cup? And we are the saucer. And if we have been motivated to give, and if we've done so cheerfully and happily, it really isn't because of us. It's because his fullness has spilled over into us. Of his fullness have all we received. It is the fullness of his grace, his mercy, and his love that spills over into those who know him as Savior. We have nothing whereof to boast or claim as merit in ourselves, but we have a Savior who possesses all of the above, and from him we have received some of those things. It was Jesus who commanded, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And if he had not ordered that command, very few, if any of us, would have ever thought of making that a practice. But you see, folks, here's the thing. It is his life principles that make us happy. His life principles. It is His teaching us to forgive that releases us from the torment of being unforgiving. It is His teaching us to love those who hate us that releases us from vengeance. It is His teaching us to be content with the things we have that releases us from covetousness. It is His teaching us to rejoice with those who rejoice that releases us from jealousy. It is His teaching us to weep with those who weep that releases us from callousness. It is His teaching us to live with self-control that releases us from rashness. It is His teaching us to live unselfishly that releases us from selfishness. It is His teaching us to trust God that brings us security. It is His teaching us to be patient that carries us through the trials. It is His teaching us to pray that brings us comfort. It is His teaching us to give thanks in times of trouble that brings us peace. It is His teaching us to serve others that brings us joy. It is His teaching us truth that sets us free from bondage. It is His teaching us to rely on the Spirit's power that gives us victory over sin. It is His teaching us to abide in Him that makes us fruitful. It is His teaching us to do His will that allows us to enjoy growth as a child of God. It is His teaching us to witness for Him that gives us a burden for souls, and it is His teaching us to give that brings us the greater blessings. I'm just simply saying tonight that of His fullness have we all received. You know what this is because of tonight? Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. He is the reason we can enjoy this service tonight. He is the reason we've been able to enjoy these last 3 months. He is the reason we have been taught all that we have been taught. Of His fullness have we all received. And ultimately, it is His death, His burial, and His resurrection that bought us entrance into God's family. Without Him, well, I think we ought to just say, thank God we have Jesus. And while I am grateful for those who drew up this program, there's been a lot of effort that went into the thinking and the drawing up of this program. So much work behind the scenes, more than meets the eye. And I'm thankful for that group of people. And I'm thankful for those who helped carry it out. And I'm thankful for each and every one in the church who has participated. And I've said that 2 or 3 times tonight, and I mean it. But I am most grateful tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because without Him, none of this happens. It's His life principles that make us happy. And if out of this program, 1, 2, or 3 people get locked into the principle that happiness is not in living for myself, happiness is in loving somebody else as I want them to love me. If that principle can be nailed down by 1, 2, or 3 people, then all the work and effort and expense of this program has been a success, because it is His life's principles that bring us happiness. Heavenly Father, I want to thank You tonight. I thank You for truth. I thank You for the Word of God that teaches us truth. And for Jesus Christ, because it is of His fullness we've all received. We've all benefited because of Him. We've all gained from Him. And Lord, the blessing and the joy that fills our hearts tonight for the opportunity to give to a neighbor, to practice this basic life principle of Christianity, the joy that we feel tonight is the direct result of the Lord Jesus Christ and His teachings. And so we're grateful tonight. Father, if there's one here in our midst even tonight who, Lord, knows nothing about salvation, knows nothing about the peace and security of having eternal life in heaven, having heaven as their home someday, I pray that in the few and simple comments we made tonight, that the Spirit of God might do a work in that heart and draw that person to Jesus Christ to be saved. And then, Lord, for those of us who are saved, I pray that this won't be just a program that we went through for 3 months in the year 2013. But Lord, I pray that it will be a life principle that we'll look to live and practice the rest of our lives as we have opportunity to love our neighbors as ourselves. I want to thank you tonight, dear Father, for our fire department. Just a moment ago, I heard some emergency sirens. Thank you for the men and women who serve and in some cases put their lives on the line to help us, to help others in our community. Lord, we look forward to giving them a gift. And we look forward, Lord, to what you might do for us in return as we have stepped out on faith in your word. But Lord, most of all, we look forward to the day when Jesus will come and we will see with our very eyes the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We'll see with our very eyes the one because of whom all this is possible. And we're thankful tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ and his teachings. Bless us and bless our church. I pray in Jesus' name and amen.